This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
We've been talking about some police-related stories here tonight. Some disturbing news out of the federal government. Johnson, you shared with us that there's a proposed piece of legislation that would basically make it a hate crime to get involved in any kind of physical altercation with the police. And it would jack up any kind of potential penalties, which, of course, as the ACLU pointed out, there are already special penalties for attacks against police. In my opinion, there shouldn't be, and the police should not be treated as a special class of human beings. If indeed they are a servant, as they would like you to believe that they are, then why would you put them up on a pedestal, right? They're the servant. Servants are supposed to be told what to do. They are supposed to serve you. And, of course, that's not what they do. They tell you what to do, and they don't serve you. They serve themselves, and they serve their political masters. So we all know they're not servants. That's why they call you subjects. If you ever listen to a police scanner, listen to how they talk about people. Subject is the word that they use. We're not talking about suspects. We're talking about any person who is not a fellow police officer when they're using their radio transmission, you know, lingo or whatever. You're subjects.
Yeah.
Who else were subjects in the past?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the subject of the sentence, you know.
No, I understand that.
They're talking about the subject of an investigation.
Well, generally. Not always. Not always. It's a word that they use. It basically to refer to anyone else, anyone who's not one of them, is a subject. Now, yes, you can argue that they are coming at it from the definition of the subject of the person of whom, of which I'm speaking or whatever. But no, I'm sorry. To me, it rings more of like the subject of a king or the subject of, you know, like a serf, that kind of a subject, someone to which you are subjected to their rule over you. Because they're not your servants. They are your masters. And they don't act like servants. Every now and then you can get them to do something that's actually useful. But a lot of the time they're out there just arresting people like a small child at a New Haven, Connecticut school. Yes, New Haven, Connecticut. The very same city in Connecticut. You used to live in Connecticut, Johnson, so this might ring somewhat familiar to you with the kind of people that live down there. Not a particularly freedom-friendly bunch. In Connecticut.
No.
New Haven, I believe that was the very same town that had the old, they made headlines once because they had a IQ maximum for their police department.
Right.
That's a story that's been passed around quite a bit to where if you are too smart for the New Haven Police Department, they will tell you you can't have the job that they are trying to fill because they need to have people that are more subjected to authority. They want people who are going to just do what they're told without question. And if you're too smart, you might be more likely to question your circumstances or question the orders that your superiors are giving you. In this case, school officials, according to Fox61.com, said a child built a toy gun out of Legos at the Jepson Magnet School in New Haven on Thursday. School administrators called police to the school after the child made the gun and started pointing it at other kids. Now, I wish we had a picture of the gun made out of Legos, because I know what it was like as a young boy. You know, I'm sure many young males can relate to this. How many of you have gone out into the woods with your friends, picked up a stick, and held it in your hands as though it were a gun? You ever done that, Johnson?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, every boy, like, it's almost as though, even if you haven't seen a gun, you know, little boys pick up sticks and hold them in their hands as though they were guns. In this case, I suspect that's about as detailed as this Lego was. Like, I'm envisioning a long plank-style Lego
on
a few short squat-style Legos
and
then putting that in the palm of their hand. Bang, bang!
Yeah. Probably just like, you know, finger guns.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The Lego equivalent of a finger gun. Because the odds that the student managed to make a trigger out of the Lego or a barrel out of the Lego, you know, within a 50-minute time frame or however long classes are these days just seems pretty preposterous.
Also, how old is this student again?
Let's see. Jepson Magnet School here. I am not clear on what that is. They're calling him a child, but that, of course, is a term that has been used for teenagers before. I'm going to guess this is an elementary level, but that's just a shot in the dark here.
Right.
Jepson, highest grade, eighth grade, lowest grade, pre-kindergarten. So it's a
pretty
range.
Big range.
Yes, it's a range. But the police were called. Does that seem like a bit of an unnecessary response?
Over Legos.
Yeah. Do you really need to call the police on this one? Will Clark, the COO of New Haven Public Schools, released the following statement saying, quote, "School leaders and local police partners were able to investigate and resolve the issue internally with use of restorative practices." What do you think that means?
Right.
What's a restorative practice? "Appropriate steps were taken at the school level to ensure the safety of all students." Because we weren't sure. For a moment, we thought the students might have been unsafe because of this Lego gun. "We are ensuring the safety of all students and to impress upon the students the seriousness of engaging in positive peer interactions while avoiding conduct that may pose risk or concern to others." So there's no actual risk from a Lego gun, but some people might have been concerned. "All children need to feel safe and secure within the learning environment, and we all have a role to play to make that happen." Unquote. No further details were released in the case, and a quick search of Google to see if there are any other more detailed stories. There's nothing. This is a very basic story. Yet another example of what you might call zero tolerance, which is the... this is something we've been reporting on basically for the entire history of Free Talk Live. I remember doing zero tolerance stories back when we were a local show in Florida. This is a typical government school policy, which basically says, well, anything that resembles a weapon, we're going to consider a weapon. Anything that resembles a drug, you know, it doesn't matter if you gave your son an aspirin, we're going to consider that drug possession. We're just going to go ahead and consider everything as dangerous as it could possibly be and overreact as much as we possibly can, because that teaches kids something important about life. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE.
I found a Breitbart article that has an image of a gun. I don't know if it's the same.
There's no way. Unless the students smuggled an image out on one of their smartphones, the faculty is not going to take a picture and publish it.
Yeah. This looks like an AR.
Yeah, no, I saw that one. The one made out of Legos?
Yeah.
With different colored Legos in it? Yeah, I saw it. That's not what we're talking about here. They're claiming that this... Well, I guess it doesn't say it was a pistol, does it? It just says toy gun. Out of Lego. Let's go to Will.
This image is captioned with San Diego Sheriff. So
Previous story. Will, in Long Island, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Will?
So, the breakdown of our civil liberties regarding, you know, the schools wanting to protect us from every possible danger. It's not just limited to... just weapons or viewing, possibilities of drugs. I mean, it's kind of thoughts, too,
It's a little hard for me to understand. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Johnson, are you able to understand, Will? It sounds like a little, I don't know if it's jitter or a little muffled. Are you on a cell phone or maybe a headset or something like that?
I'm on a cell phone. I'm on a cell phone, but I hear you guys fine.
Okay, try again. It seems pretty clear now. Go ahead.
Okay. No, but I'm sure you guys are aware of, universities and other schools cracking down on all of our liberties, not just, guns and drugs or anything like that, but even just like thought crime and stuff like that.
Sure.
I mean,
we've heard those stories.
Plenty of cases of it. Right. Have you guys heard the new story coming out of the University of Michigan over the past week or two?
No. What's this one?
They formed a bias interrogation team, essentially. And what this group does, and it's university sanctioned, is that they take anonymous tips from anyone on the campus regarding any kind of behavior or speech done on Twitter or off campus, on campus, regardless of where it is, and they act as secret police. They will come to your house, knock on your door, and they'll tell you, we're going to kick you out of school unless you stop what you're doing, stop what you're saying, stop, you know, telling anyone what your opinions are on this matter, et cetera, et cetera. And it's gotten to the point where recently why it was in the news is that one student is suing the school.
Hold that thought, Will. We'll look into it a little bit further here. If you want to stick with us and tell us more, you're welcome to. 855-453, the Bias Response Team. Or come on.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here. The number 855-450-FREE-LIFE-FREEDOM. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving person, if you would be an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to check out liberty.menu. You go there. It is a free website where you can submit content that is your entrepreneurial activities, your business, whatever it is that you do. You can put an entry and a map point up on liberty.menu, and then you might get some new business out of it as other libertarians sort of shop the site looking for other liberty-friendly businesses they can do business with. That so if you're willing to kind of wear your beliefs on your sleeve to some extent to announce that you are a liberty-friendly business, then you ought to be up on liberty.menu with the others. Liberty.menu, it's free to use, so you might as well be there. Liberty.menu, and by the way, they've also got digital content listings for content creators and also events listings and more. Go and get all the details, get your account set up, and when you're doing that, you can use code FTL on your account page and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. We can't give you a discount because it's free. So, you know, there are some upgrades you can pay for if you really want, but the free entries are there, and you can have as many of them as you want. Liberty.menu. As we go back to Will, he's in Long Island, calling regarding the University of Michigan, what they're calling bias response teams. Will, you brought this to our attention here tonight. We had not heard about this. And these are groups of, are they students who are going around trying to intimidate other students?
No. As far as I know, they are paid faculty members working with students, and they accept any kind of anonymous tip. They don't require any kind of evidence. But if they're notified, hey, this person said something that slightly maybe offends me on Twitter, and that's literally like the guideline speech that is and potentially maybe offend someone or make someone feel uneasy, they will come to your house, knock on your door, and threaten to kick you out of school, that you have to attend our mandatory adjustment seminars, the
re-education camps.
Yeah, basically recognize your privilege and, you know, recognize everything else that you've done wrong, all your biases or whatnot. Otherwise, you're kicked out of school.
Wow. Now, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Was there anything else you wanted to share? I did find a story about it in the Washington Times. We might be able to share that.
Yeah, I think that was the one I think I read. But no, it's just, I mean, the term Orwellian, you know, has been thrown around a lot in the past couple of years, justifiably. I don't think we're there yet, but I think whether or not the court accepts this lawsuit that's going forward against these teams
right.
at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, there's a group called Speech First. It is an advocacy group that filed suit against the University of Michigan, challenging the constitutionality of the school's bias response teams and its content-based restrictions on speech. Will, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We'll look a little bit further into it here. I appreciate hearing from you
Absolutely.
Tonight. Nicole Niley is the president of Speech First. Said the University of Michigan's attitude toward free speech is representative of the higher education landscape. Quote, bias response teams are fundamentally un-American and have no place on college campuses. We have an epidemic on our hands in the higher education system. Universities are establishing rules and protocols that create a dangerous environment in which free speech protections under the First Amendment no longer exist. Spokesbureaucrat for the University of Michigan declined to comment. The lawsuit says the bias response team has investigated more than 150 expressions of bias since April of 2017. And quote, in connection with these investigations, the BRT has acted aggressively to censor what it considers to be expression of bias. For example, the BRT has taken down signs, removed flyers, confronted faculty members, erased speech on whiteboards, and interrogated students accused of expressions of bias, whom the university calls offenders. The lawsuit argues the determination of bias is completely subjective, citing the university's declaration that the, quote, most important indication of bias is your own feelings, unquote, and that bias-related incidents, quote, do not always result in unfair treatment that violates non-discrimination laws. Under this regime, the lawsuit contends the most sensitive student on campus effectively dictates the terms under which others may speak. So if somebody's offended, mm-hmm. then you're biased. And the bias response team may be knocking on your door. There are also signs the state of free expression at the university is trending in the wrong direction. The university announced last month it would amend its statement of student rights and responsibilities to prohibit, quote, bias-related misconduct, unquote. Speech First believes this will have a, quote, profound chilling effect on protected expression because of the utter lack of clear notice about the line between permissible and prohibited conduct. So, yeah, basically you're going to make it so people are afraid to say anything because they'll be afraid that they will come across, you know, if they say something that somebody considers to be biased, that they'll be possibly kicked out of school.
My feels are more important than your ability to think.
Indeed. Or have your thoughts challenged in any way, shape, or form, which is, you know, my understanding, and I'm not somebody who actually went to one of these colleges, but it was always my understanding that colleges were supposed to be these bastions of free speech, and they are anything but that these days.
Found a graphic here from the Bentley University bias response team.
Oh, there's more than one of these things.
Yeah, you know, they're apparently all over. The bias incident response team ensures...
A bias incident.
Ensure students affected by bias or bias-related incidents have access to appropriate resources and assists the university in its response to situations that may impact the overall campus climate around diversity and inclusion.
So by access to appropriate resources, they mean the ability to snitch, right? They need to have a hotline they can call to you know, use anonymous tips against their neighbors that they don't like. Speech First is a member organization that represents students at colleges across the nation. Plaintiffs in Tuesday's lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court in Michigan, are students who attend the University of Michigan. A sophomore quoted in the suit said free speech is permitted on campus, quote, only if your ideals align with those that the university has imposed upon us. In other words, people have their right to freedom of speech and expression, but only until their beliefs no longer align with these so-called correct beliefs. Then people are not allowed to freely express those opinions. And another student acknowledged hiding their political views and opinions from nearly everyone I've encountered here at the university out of fear of reprisal. A third student recounted being called a racist for simply supporting Donald Trump. Quote, I was talking to a friend in the hallway who also supported Donald Trump, and someone was listening into our conversation. After about 30 seconds of my friend and I having a private discussion, we were both called racists, which is simply not true. Now, it's one thing for somebody to call you a racist. It's another thing for them to be able to take some sort of action within the university and have you punished.
The Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health describes a bias-related incident or discrimination as any incident in which you feel that you have been treated unfairly because of any aspects of your identities, including race, color, body size, religion, creed, national origin, ancestry, age, veteran or military status, disability, military service, or other protected status, like maybe whether or not you're a police officer. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the level of protection for feelings that they're trying to, you know, inculcate in these college students, hello, it doesn't exist in the real world. You post something that somebody doesn't like on the internet and there's comments, you're going to get some nasty comments.
Identity politics are garbage.
We'll come back with more here on the bias response teams. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number, 855.
I'm unique.
453.
I'm special.
You are, though. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And if you want to critique us or be mean, you're welcome to do so. It's open phones all the time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Or you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop in whichever way you want to join the discussion. It is completely up to you. Now, if you want to get some really awesome deals on the Internet, we recommend using saveitpurse.com. I recently got a graphics card for one of the studio computers, and I was like kind of in a rush, so I put it at 15%, because getting graphics cards has actually been pretty hard if you set it at a high discount, because when you're on saveitpurse.com, you actually get to choose your discount. You can do up to 33% off, and there was a graphics card I tried buying before, and I'd put it at 33%. And nobody was buying it just because it was just too much of a discount. Right. What happens is you're putting your bid in on what you want to pay, the discount you want on the products that you want, and then the market decides whether or not somebody wants to actually pay for essentially your Bitcoin. Because what's happening is you're putting up your Bitcoin, and somebody is willing to pay 33% more than the cost of a Bitcoin to get your Bitcoin, and the way they get it is by buying the thing for you on Amazon, if that makes any sense at all. So if there's nobody who's willing to pay 33% on top of Bitcoin, then you're not going to get 33% off. So usually if you shoot for like 20%, it's usually going to get bought for you within a day. 15% got me within hours. Somebody had purchased this thing for me, and it's awesome. And I mean, everything I buy through Amazon, I get at least 15 to 20% off. And if I'm not in a rush, I'll set it at 25 to 30-ish percent and just sit back and wait and see if somebody picks it up over the next few weeks. And a lot of the times, they do. So if you want to save big time, you have to be willing to spend Bitcoin, because you can't use dollars for this. It's not, not an option. It's just not the way Save It Purse works. SaveATPurse.com. That's SaveItPurse.com.
Actually, doesn't Save It Purse now do Bitcoin Cash?
No, they don't. Okay. No, they do have they've had Shapeshift integration to where you could use Bitcoin Cash through Shapeshift, but ultimately that just means they're taking Bitcoin.
I thought they were heading in the Bitcoin Cash direction, but
there's been questions about whether or not that's going to happen, and I don't know if they've released an official position on that. So it's a good question. As of the last time I checked, they didn't have that.
Right.
But, of course, we are seeing Bitcoin Cash crop up in a lot of places. In this
March 23rd, Bitcoin apparently Purse announced that they're adding Bitcoin Cash support as we talk.
Okay. I don't think it's there yet, though.
No, not yet. Okay. Apparently they're in the process.
So they're planning on it. Okay, they're working on it. Good to know. So we're talking about the state of free speech on college campuses. Actually, I did not know about this story until one of our callers just happened to bring it to our attention about the bias response teams, which apparently aren't just a thing at the University of Michigan. Johnson, you found multiple other instances of these so-called bias response teams, which are basically groups of students and or staff. It's not clear exactly who makes up these BRTs, who will come and remove speech from various different platforms and poster boards and, you know, wherever it is they find it, that if as long as somebody is offended, then it's considered biased.
I'm just immediately thinking of, there was a meme that went around the internet for a while, Evil Bert. And just this seems like that. There's a, you know, Bert from Bert and Ernie.
Bert. I thought you said Bart. Okay, I thought you said Bart, like Bart Simpson.
Bert, like from Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, yeah,
and, you know, B-I-R-T, you know, bias incident report response team. Bert, just Evil Bert.
Make him their character.
Comes to mind.
their mascot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments, this is from the Washington Times, last month between Marquette University and John McAdams, a professor of political science who was suspended and barred from campus and then had his spring classes canceled after he wrote a blog post criticizing a graduate instructor. That instructor had told students that it was inappropriate to argue against same-sex marriage because it might be offensive to others. According to an audio recording of the class, Mr. McAdams, who's a conservative, published his criticisms on his personal blog called Marquette Warrior, which he has maintained since 2002. Marquette is a private Jesuit university, cited a policy that prohibits professors from criticizing students by name in public forums. It also pointed to hateful messages that the graduate instructor received in emails and online comments after the blog was published. Mr. McAdams was required to recant his blog post and apologize in order to be reinstated. Boy, nothing like a forced apology. He refused and sued the university, arguing they violated his employment contract and academic freedom. Young Americans for Freedom also filed a lawsuit against Kennesaw State University, a public school in Kennesaw, Georgia. That student group accused the university of engaging in viewpoint discrimination by charging security costs to bring a conservative speaker to campus and denying the group funds to help offset those costs. The university said there's a little more controversy surrounding the event. Is a conservation with town hall editor that would require the presence of security officers. Anyway, this goes on, you know, with more examples of ridiculous oppressions of freedom of speech. And look, why even bother going to college these days anyway? I mean, is there really a benefit to it? Is there really going to be something that you get out of it?
You learn how to, you know, manage your finances so that you can possibly get out of crippling debt.
No, you don't. College?
No, not in college. You learn that after.
Oh, afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So you learn by trial by fire, basically. Yes, sink or swim kind of thing in that case. So, yeah, I'm a huge critic of the college system. It seems to me, for a lot of people who are going to it, to be a complete waste of time and money. I guess if you're going to have someone else pay for it for you, it's probably not the worst thing in the world to do if you've got it covered. But otherwise, man, what a, center of drama,
right,
and unnecessary conflict, whereas you could just be in the workplace learning real skills that you can actually utilize to possibly, you know, make more money in the long run. Call me a critic. Anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, Johnson, tomorrow looks like net neutrality might be raising its ugly head once again, as you may have...
They just won't let it go.
Yeah, as you may recall, net neutrality, there was all this hubbub during the Obama administration about it, and they put it in, I think, into effect in, what, 2015?
Right.
It wasn't that long ago, and the claim was that if we don't have net neutrality, which is essentially government-mandated packets on the Internet being treated the same. So the idea was that Internet companies...
A real net neutrality law would be to say that the licensing fees for getting on the... you know, getting on the polls are zero.
Yeah, they
all
didn't
local
do that.
Governments. National level, they need to say, they need to have a law against, you know, taking away government regulation.
That would help.
Than, rather than adding new ones. People don't seem to be able to get this, figure this out. New government regulations don't equal freedom ever.
Oh, but Johnson,
removing them does.
If you just have the right government regulations imposed by the right bureaucrats, then that could help freedom.
Right.
Because it's always worked out really well.
My guy will do it better.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. If they had actually rolled back regulations and made it easier to be an Internet service provider and actually increased competition in the area of Internet service providing, which is what you proposed would do, that would actually be helpful. But unfortunately, no, they've added more rules. And that's what net neutrality was. It was a government mandate forcing the existing Internet service providers to treat all packets equally and do nothing, supposedly do no such thing as like throttling specific websites, slowing down some sites and favoring other sites that might be paying or whatever. So now across the board or during net neutrality, across the board, every packet, which is a you know a little bit of data, is supposed to be treated equally by their routers and such. And then come the Trump administration, they decided Trump FCC became Republican-controlled, so it had been Democrat-controlled during Obama. The Republican-controlled FCC, which to their credit has actually done some slashing of regulations. They actually have undone certain regulations, at least in the broadcast industry that we're in, and that's a good thing because fewer regulations mean you know maybe more players in the market, more competition, at the very least less burdensome hoops to jump through to do things like run radio stations or whatever. But one of the other things they got rid of, which was the most one of the most controversial, was they got rid of net neutrality by simply voting to get rid of it in the same way that they voted to put it in place. Well, now the U.S. Senate is going to be weighing in, and they're going to try to bring back net neutrality, even though the FCC decided they did not want to have it anymore, so they will likely try to force it upon them. Will they have the votes to do it? Tomorrow's going to be the day that we find out. There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to comment on net neutrality, ridiculous colleges, or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near your retirement? This book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you want to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy the show, you like what we do on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show, we invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do, you like the fact that we're on 185-plus radio stations around the country, you want to see us hit 300, 400 stations, someday it could be possible, but it does take some marketing to do that, and the AMP program helps us with that.
Speaking of marketing, they also like and want to support and promote what we do, they can buy official Free Talk Live merchandise.
That's correct. From, and then you can advertise for us on your shirts.
That's right.
And you can get those over at libertyminded.com. What's the latest over there at Liberty Minded, John?
I have not had time. I've been working on
a different website.
Putting together a different website that I'm putting on. I'm a graphic designer, and I've been putting together my portfolio, which I've never really had all together in one place. I've never really kind of presented the work that I've done. I'm not a big self-promoter for the most part. I'm not good at it. I don't generally like to do it. So it's been a struggle. Somebody has to do it. And I'm kind of trying to figure out how to start doing that a lot more so that I'm taking care of myself a little bit better.
So you haven't had time to design new shirts, but you're still packing orders if somebody orders.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm packing orders right away. And also I have been brainstorming. So, hopefully once I get some more time in, I will have a flurry of new.
Yeah, I saw your brainstorming sheet a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, you definitely have some ideas in the hopper, so to speak. Go to libertyminded.com. Not only can you get Free Talk Live officially branded gear, but also you can get some pretty cool liberty-oriented and cryptocurrency-oriented t-shirts and hats and such over there. Yes. LibertyMinded.com. And you do accept a variety of cryptocurrencies.
Yes, I do, yeah.
On the site. Plus PayPal?
Yeah.
Credit card?
Yep.
Okay. LibertyMinded.com for that. And then again, the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks if you're in the AMP program. And some of those perks include the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server, and more. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about net neutrality, but first, it's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Yes, so we have this bike share program. It got
a what? Bike share?
Yeah, they what it is the it's a bicycle provided by the city, and all you do is you need a credit card. I never rode it because the bicycles are just too big for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all one size, that I'm only 5 foot, so there's no way I could ride that bicycle. But it's so popular. I was down downtown. And they got a whole, I don't know if they started with a 150 bike. Now they seem like they got 300 or 500 bicycle.
Now, how does it work? Do you know? You said you have to have a credit card?
You have to have some kind of a credit card number and an ID or something like that, some kind of number that lets you loan it out. But the city fixes it, maintains it, and you just pay for the time that you use it, and then you just bring it back. It's I'm trying to figure out really how it works, but it is a very popular program. And
so it's not one of those things where you can kind of check the bike out and then, like, leave it at a different location? You have to bring it back to where you checked it out from?
Well, I think if there's a rack that accommodates it, even if it's a different location, it has to have a particular rack that it locks in and it registers the bike.
If this was actually a good idea, then why wouldn't somebody just do it in the marketplace to, like, I don't know, make money on it?
They probably are, actually.
Yeah, but she said the city's running
it. Well, the city is maybe
like contracting
from a place called a company called Zagster, possibly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly the name. Zagster, did it start in Germany? That sounds like a German name.
It does sound like, yeah.
Hmm.
So what you're saying is they've hired this company to provide this service, is the idea?
That's right. So it's $90, 90 minutes for free and then $3 per hour after that.
But you got to swipe a credit card in order to unlock the bike.
Yep.
In case you end up, like, taking it to a chop shop or something like that to steal it. Is it GPS protected, I wonder? Or is it just, you know, they trust you to get it back where it's supposed to go?
I don't know.
I wonder how they, I wonder how they actually keep track of these things. Sarah, thanks for the interesting call. So you're saying you can't use it, though, because you're too short.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, my feet doesn't even touch the...
Don't most bikes have adjustable seats?
Seat. The seat itself should be adjustable. There's probably a little lever that you can lower the seat.
You do know how to ride a bike, right?
Yeah, but that only accommodates of a certain height. You have to be like 5'7" to about 6 foot to adjust the seat. But I'm very petite, you know, like I'm 5 foot. So it's not, there's no way you could adjust the seat.
Oh, you're 5 foot. Okay, I thought you said you were 5'5".
No, I'm 5 foot.
Oh, yeah, you are pretty small then. Yeah, you got to get on a kid's bike or something like that. But, yeah, that is an interesting program, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, it's just, I guess you would need the government's permission because probably, you know, a lot of the land is owned by government in a downtown area, and that's likely where they're putting these racks.
Right.
So it's probably something that even if it was actually this company that pushed for this to happen, they probably had to do it in tandem with the city.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it was the city that approached the company or vice versa. I'm not sure how that all panned out.
I just imagine because we're talking about a bike story, like literally you have to rent a bike and then you're in the front seat pedaling and then someone, like a bureaucrat, is riding in the back. It's a tandem bike. You're in tandem with the city.
Ugh. Have you ever ridden one of those?
Tandem bike?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have, but remember. I'm not really sure.
You'd remember.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm remembering that I've ridden one of those, like, weird tricycle bikes with a basket before, but I've never ridden a tandem bike once, but I don't know. I'm not really, like, sure. It would have been, like, when I was very young.
Young, yeah.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Tomorrow, the U.S. Senate will be voting on whether to reverse direction on net neutrality and bring it back. Advocates of keeping the 2015 so-called open internet rules have the backing of 50 U.S. senators, including a Republican. And with the absence of Senator John McCain because of illness, they believe they will win on a 50 to 49 vote. The effort does still face an uphill battle. It's uncertain if the Republican-controlled U.S. House will even vote on the issue, and the White House backs the federal federal communication rules approved last December. The FCC repealed the rules that were set under Barack Obama, as we had explained, again making it so that all packets were treated equally. And a lot of it was based on, in my opinion, fear, just straight up fear that the internet companies are going to charge more for service to different websites or whatever. And there just didn't really seem to be a whole lot of evidence of that actually happening. Now, I agree that the internet world is a very limited competition world, wherein, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've got cable modem, we've got DSL, and there's government supplied fiber. And that's pretty much it. I guess you can include 4G. Mm-hmm. So there's a handful of options. Plus, if you want satellite, but who really wants that? So there's a handful of like decently competitive options, but there's still a handful. It's still not just one option. And so I still think that even though it's a limited marketplace, you still are going to have that competitive aspect of one company is going to want to advertise themselves as, hey, we're the net neutrality company. We're not filtering packets. We're not restricting packets. Come use our service. You'll get the fastest internet, and you won't have any restrictions. So I think the market was going to handle that, and the market had handled it. Because up until 2015, when net neutrality was put into place, were there any issues with this happening? Had you ever come across this?
Right.
Notably?
No.
Yeah. No. Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer said the issue will energize voters in November's congressional elections, where a number of lawmakers in President Donald Trump's Republican Party may be vulnerable. So apparently on Thursday, the FCC said the Obama net neutrality rules will expire June 11th. Oh, I didn't realize that. For all the caterwauling, right? Like after the net neutrality thing was supposedly ended,
right,
back when the FCC voted on it in December, well, apparently it wasn't actually ending until June 11th. So right. Like there was all this shouting about how the internet was going to go dark or whatever, and oh my God. Well, it hasn't even gone away yet, but who can really tell the difference? Who can tell the difference between net neutrality and non-net neutrality day in, day out? It's frustrating, but we'll see what happens tomorrow with the big vote, and whether it will go anywhere outside of the Senate is another question. And, of course, you can join us tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, don't forget, over on Johnson's website, you've got libertyminded.com for official Free Talk Live gear and more. And don't forget the AMP program to help us bring Free Talk Live to more ears at amp.freetalklive.com. Between now and tomorrow night, conversations continue in the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm, where some of our listeners like to get into the voice chat rooms, where you can actually talk to one another if you don't care for the texting chat that does go on most frequently. Discord.lrn.fm. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.